What a Thursday night football game. I would have went to the movie theater and watched this one. It was that good. Shouts out to the Cowboys for pulling this game out. A gutsy win. They was tested in this one. Battle tested is not the word. And shouts out to the Seahawks. They played their best game of the year. They needed it bad and they almost got it. This game was pressure packed from the start to finish. And everybody predicted a blowout, but Seahawks came to play. They went to AT&T Stadium and they said, you know what, we're going to put you in a dogfight. Our back's against the wall. Our playoff hopes is dwindling away. They gave them all they can give them. CeeDee Lamb, sir, are you trying to be the best wide receiver in the game? Are you trying to beat out A.J. Brown? That's what it looks like to me. And I almost want to give it to him. Thing about CeeDee Lamb catches big plays. I mean, third down catches. And frequent and often. They target him throughout this whole ball game, Dak Prescott. And Dak Prescott is a smart man for going ahead and targeting him on third downs. And whenever he's in trouble, get the ball to CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb going to come through for you. He had a hell of a game tonight. The guy keep making big plays after big plays, third down catches, touchdown catches. When they need it the most, that's the difference between CeeDee Lamb. Now, A.J. Brown, he catches big catches too now in crunch time, and he gets touchdowns. He take it to the house on little short six-yard hitches. Trust me. But at this moment, he's not getting the volume as CeeDee Lamb's been getting this year. CeeDee Lamb's been getting a lot of volume. Let him play the Eagles and come up with a performance like this. I mean, he don't have to have this kind of performance. Come through for your team, scoring touchdowns, making big plays after big plays like you did tonight. Thing about CeeDee Lamb, the guy makes clutch catches all game long, each week. Every catch that he makes is always a third down. It's always a fourth down. Something they need real bad, and he comes up every time. Time and time again, CeeDee Lamb makes the catch. You can't hold him down. This guy's uncovered. How a guy this great continues to make catches like this? When you know they're going to him. His route running is precise. He's quick. He's fast. In a way, not the fastest in the league, but he's fast enough and quick enough to get open. His hands are remarkable. The guy catches in traffic. He rarely drops a ball. He dropped one tonight, which is shocking to a lot of people. Usually he don't drop balls when it's right in his hand with no contact. You won't see that at all. Probably won't see it for the rest of the year. So that was shocking on a fourth down play turnover, which was huge for Seattle. And Seattle, y'all played y'all ass off in this game. It's just too bad y'all didn't pull it out 6-5. Y'all really can't afford to lose that many games left on the schedule. Y'all played well enough to win. Down the stretch, few miscues. That's gonna happen when you face a team that's not used to winning that much or around 500. They're gonna have some mishaps. And the offensive line has plagued them all year long, but I gotta tell you, they protected Geno Smith tonight. Besides the last play of the game, fourth down, of course, they broke down in protection. They slithered through, of course, Parsons, who's been in there banging the whole game. Pause. Got to him. Rush throw. Down in the dirt. Game over.
Lockett comes to the slot. Here comes Parsons. And he forces the pass. Incomplete, and that will wrap it up.
And just a miscue, miscommunication by the offensive line at the worst possible time.
So two kneel downs will end this game.
So to the Seahawks, it was almost a perfect game. You can call it a perfect game, the way they played. Fought to the end and had a hell of an opportunity to win this game. Take these damn glasses off. I barely can see anything. Geno Smith, DK Metcalf, CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott. Those are your players of the game in this one. DK Metcalf, I would have gave him a little more volume, though. They hit him on a couple of strides, but I think I would have force-fed him. Seemed like everything was going well when it was giving him the ball. I'd have gave him more jump balls. You know me and the deep ball. Just throw it up, let your guy make the play. I think they should have gave him a lot more of those. Too big, too strong, too fast. Throw it up there, see what you get. Just like that one ball Geno Smith threw in the air. Was it third down? Then that was third down before fourth down where he was pressured and he just let it go. Those are the plays you go to DK Metcalf when you're just throwing a ball up for grabs, when you got a hot receiver, you know they're blitzing. That's why I was sort of shocked, because Seattle should have known Dallas is going to bring the house. They was going zero blitz, no doubt about it. You got to get the ball out of your hands. You should have had a hot route. But if you're going to throw it up like that, go to your main guy. They should have talked in the huddle even when they didn't have the ball, when it was on defense. They should have been on the sideline talking about it. This defense is too great. We know they're going to bring the house. This is what we're going to do. Run far, run long. I'm just going to throw it up. Go get it. I'm not going to have too much time to throw the ball. So there's a few things they just missed out on down the stretch. Cowboy fans, I know y'all was nervous. Y'all was scared. Y'all was sweating to death in this game. Y'all was thinking, oh man, we can't lose this. We got the Eagles next week. Oh no, we can't do this. We can't lose this ball game. We can't lose it. Y'all came close. But overall, Cowboys, y'all looking like the real deal. Y'all supposed to beat the Seahawks. Y'all did that, but it came into a slugfest. Came real close. Now you got the Eagles next week. When you have these big teams that you're playing on the schedule, 49ers, you know, Ravens, teams like that, down the road, you have to win those games. You're beating everybody else, but you have to show that you're ready for prime time. Because if you don't do that, you're not going to make it that far in the playoffs. But hell of a win by the Cowboys. I was excited all the way through this game. I was entertained all the way through this game. All the way through. Dak Prescott making big play after big play. CeeDee Lamb coming up with catches all over the field. Got to get a man his due. I'm not a Cowboy fan, but I have to give this guy his due. Guy is a hell of a receiver. Cocky, confident. Every time he catches the ball, it seems like he already knew he was going to catch it. The guy's just talented. And A.J. Brown, boy, you got your work cut out for you. Because you got to continue to do what you're doing as well. Because this guy's right on your back. This guy's right on your back. Pause. He's right on you. So Geno Smith, 23 for 41 tonight. 334 yards. 8.1 on average. 3 touchdown passes. He had that one pick. Another thing with Geno Smith. And I'm going to talk to you, Geno Smith, of course. We know what kind of seasons you've been having in the past. When you're playing well, like you played in this game, you just make one mistake or you throw an interception. Don't go to the sideline frustrated, slamming your helmet down. All that shows is that you don't have no control over your emotions. All that shows is that you don't think you're that good yourself. Quarterbacks gonna throw interceptions in the game. Shake it off, wait till your next possession. Don't show your other teammates and everybody that you're rattled. Stay confident. You've been playing your ass off the past one or two seasons. Keep a level head. Stay confident. I didn't like to see you over there on the sideline off of one interception when you've been playing well. Yeah, bad throw. Hey, he made a play on it. You know, good play for him. But don't go to the sideline and just get unraveled. You still got to keep a cool head and go back out there and complete a drive to score points. So, no, man, don't have confidence in yourself. Because sometimes when you make bad plays, it seems like you're looking like, oh, here we go again. I can't just catch a break. So don't do any of that, man. Stay confident. You played a hell of a game tonight. The offensive line just broke down on certain occasions, but you was getting the ball out of your hands. You was finding DK Metcalf. You was finding Lockett. So you played well. So this game was pretty much a toss-up. When you lose one like this, if you're Seattle, you can't be too down on yourself. Yeah, you're going to have a hard time sleeping tonight because you came into AT&T Stadium and you almost took down those Cowboys. You came real close, and y'all played well enough to do that. Like I said, a few breakdowns and here and there, and y'all couldn't stop their offense pretty much the whole night. I don't even think Dallas punted tonight. Don't think they punted. So for Dallas to move the ball up and down the field with no punts, and for y'all to just to hang with them and score enough points to make it a game, gotta pat yourselves on the back. The only thing is, you need to bring this effort every week. You wanna get into the playoffs, y'all have started the season with this type of energy. Who knows what y'all record be looking like? Who knows? So Zach, for the running back for the Seahawks, he's 19 carries for 60 yards. Not too bad. He's a little short on the 4 yards on average, but one touchdown. They weren't going to run it too much anyway on this defense, not on the Cowboys defense. Luckily, you ended up with 72 yards as a team for rushing. Lucky you got that on this defense. DK Metcalf, 6 catches, 134 yards, 22 on average, 3 touchdown passes. He had 8 targets. Me, I'd have targeted him a lot more, like I said. Guy like that, you want to make sure you're getting him the ball. Got to get him the ball. Jackson Smith and Nigba. Is that right? Nigba? Maybe. I don't know. 7 catches, 62 yards for him. Almost 9 on average. So, Geno mixed it around. He mixed it around. He got a lot of receivers involved. And, of course, Tyler Lockett, he's a hell of a route runner as well. Very quick and fast coming out of those routes. 5 catches for him, 47 yards. Almost 10 on average. So, he spreaded the ball around, Geno Smith. Like I say, one of his better games that he's played. One of his better games. Dak Prescott, 29 for 41, 299 yards, 7.3 on average, 3 touchdown passes himself, no picks.
Oh, my God!
No picks. Dak Prescott, no picks. That's how good he's been playing. Guys have been throwing interceptions. And I'm pretty sure he came in this season, he made it a focal point. Started out a little rocky first week and stuff when he started throwing a little pick here and there. People was like, oh, here we go again. No, he buckled down. He stayed focused. He stayed strong, believed in himself. And now he's putting together a hell of a game every week, leading his team into the playoffs. But they don't want the playoffs. They'll tell you that. They're looking for a Super Bowl. They're not looking for first round, second round. This team is built to go the distance. And that's what's scary about them. All they have to do is win the big games. That's all they got to do. Tony Pollard, 20 carries, 68 yards, 3.4 on average, 1 TD. Good game for him. He had some tough runs, too, especially with short yardage, getting some first downs. Guy's a tough runner. He the one who allowed them to send Ezekiel Elliott out of town. That's how hard he's been running. CeeDee Lamb got him a little run. All right, that reverse play, that was a big one. Yeah, that was a big one. He scampered on that one and got that first down. That was huge in the game. Huge. But CeeDee Lamb was receiving his expertise. 12 catches, 116 yards, almost 10 on average. He got 1 touchdown. 23 was his long, 17 targets. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I say this guy's getting a lot of volume. AJ Brown doesn't even get this much volume. That's why I say the pressure CeeDee Lamb has on him to produce and to come up big each week, and he continues to come through. That's why I say this guy could be the best wide receiver in the game. I'm not going to give him the crown yet because of AJ Brown, of course. And they haven't really played anybody and beat him. that counts for something too. They've beaten all these underneath teams. But what about the top teams? And you're going to have a chance. You're going to have a chance again. You can put all this to rest. But CeeDee Lamb, you got my vote. I'm a fan. Like watching you play. You play the receiver position the right way. The right way. With the targeting and the volume you getting coming through every time. Every time. Jake Ferguson. 6 catches for 77. 12.8 on average and a touchdown. Brandon Cooks, he stepped up big. He just finds his way open. I don't know what it is with Brandon Cooks. I mean, all that intermediate stuff, those little curl ends, everything in the middle, he just tears you up on that. So that was a big pickup by Dallas getting him. He takes a little bit of pressure off of CeeDee Lamb. Not like he needs some pressure taken off of him because the guy's coming up big. And you know another thing about CeeDee Lamb? This guy got 17 targets. You can throw the ball to him 5 times in a row. And the one time you don't throw it to him when he feel like he's been open, he's like, he did that tonight. And he's like, what are you doing? Guy's competitive. He is competitive. We don't have to say nothing about A.J. Brown with that. We know A.J. Brown's going, what he's going to do. So these great wide receivers, man, they want the ball. They always open. That's a rule of a wide receiver. They always open. Just put it in the air. Let us make a play. So wide receiver play tonight was off the charts. If you're a wide receiver and you like wide receivers, this was the game for you tonight. Everybody produced great catches, big plays. Especially DeKalb with that one early. I mean, took it to the house. Do you see the speed on DK Metcalf? That guy getting open field, you can forget about it. You can forget about it. Boy, it looked like Usain Bolt when he caught that ball and took it to the house. It's like he put the Jets on. Fast, strong guy, man. Fast and strong guy. Hell of a game. I can't say it enough. Bobby Wagner, 14-7 solo. Boy, was all over the field. 10 tackles, 7 solo for Jamal Adams. Marquise Bell, he got 8 tackles, 4 solo. Deron Bland, 6-5. Yeah, this one's for the ages. These are the type of games I like to watch. Well, yeah, shout out to the Seahawks. Shout out to the Cowboys giving us some fun action tonight on Thursday Night Football. Geno Smith came through. He's a player of the game. We got DK Metcalf came through. He's a player of the game. And I'm giving the player of the game even though they lost. They came up big. You got to respect that. They played a hell of a game, both of those guys. And, of course, CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott, player of the game, winners of the game. So, big game to the Cowboys. Like I said, I know y'all was out there sweating. Y'all was out there sweating because these Seahawks had a chance. Y'all know they had a chance. But that's the way to fight them off. 41-35. Put them up. They put them up. So, Cowboys, what y'all gonna do against those Eagles, huh? Do y'all wanna put all this to rest? It's on y'all. Y'all been winning and winning each week now. You hear me? Now y'all finna get that fine taste of the Grey Poupon. What y'all gonna do with it? What y'all gonna do with it? Y'all enjoy yourselves. This is Terrific Thursday, running into Big Freaky Friday. But yeah, this one was for the ages. For the ages. Y'all enjoy yourselves tonight. Yeah, Cowboys won. But you know what? I ain't even mad at it. It's just going to make that week even more better. Even more better. It's GSQH, Goody Mo Sports Quick Hits. Shouts out to the new subscribers. Thanks for y'all time. Enjoy yourselves. Get some rest. Weekend's here. I'm out of here. Peace.